Chris Mosier is a champion. His sport is the biking and running sprint duathlon, and he will compete at the World Championships in Spain this June after becoming the first transgender man to qualify for a men's U.S. national team. Chris identifies as an athlete, and he competes as a man, although that was not always the case as he was growing up. Policies for transgender athletes are inconsistent. Under previous International Olympic Committee guidelines, trans athletes were required to undergo reassignment surgery to be eligible to compete. Mosier says transitioning from a woman to a man confers no physical advantage.
I think that no trans person is going to transition to excel in sports. That's just not a reality that we're facing now. And so I think it's ridiculous to think that someone would go through the process of changing gender for Olympic gold.
Mosier's activism helped convince the IOC to remove its surgical requirement, and the International Triathlon Union, which oversees the world championship in that sport, followed their lead, opening the door for Mosier to compete and for other trans athletes to potentially compete at the Olympic level. Mosier is founder of transathlete.com, and when not training, he mentors trans athletes around the world through the program goathletes.org to help them better deal with some of the obstacles they may be facing.
Well, trans folks are dealing with not only being able to compete in their sport, so physically and ability-wise, but there are a lot of external factors that play into a trans person's performance. For me personally, it was, how will my teammates accept me? How will I be able to participate? What will it be like in the locker rooms? What will it be like in my uniform? Because a lot of sports organizations and leagues don't have trans-inclusive policies.
How did you overcome those obstacles?
The only way out is through. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it was really, I didn't have any role models to look to or anyone who had done this before that I knew of. So I personally knew of no trans men who were still competing in sports after a medical transition. And so for me, it was really going through the process of figuring out where I felt comfortable in the locker room, figuring out how to navigate pool spaces as a trans person. It was exploring the policies and talking to the people in charge of leagues and organizations, and if they didn't have a policy, asking why and asking if they could change their policies. I think that as we have more people in my position who are able to push policies forward and push leagues forward and further the understanding of what it's like to be a transgender person in sports, I think we'll see that those areas are changing, and it should be better for folks who follow after.
What was it like for you to go down this road and decide at each level you were going to reach higher?
I spent about a year of thinking about whether or not I would transition based on my competitiveness in sports. Mm-hmm. So I was doing well in athletics in the female category, but I didn't feel comfortable telling people that I was winning races because it was the women's category. You know, it was more my perception of myself in that I didn't feel like I was a woman. I also didn't feel like I was a man. And so I felt like I was somewhere in between, and I just didn't fit in that women's category. But I didn't know what it would be like to transition in sports and to start competing as male. And people kind of told me that I would not be competitive, that I would transition and I would move from someone who was placing in my age group in the women's category to being a sort of middle-of-the-pack guy. I think that that was very motivating for me to think that I then had to overcome these sort of perceptions of what I would be capable to do.
Is that part of the gender mythology that goes along with sports, that the capabilities are clearly unequal and that there's sort of no way around that?
Absolutely. It's a totally sexist thing that our society does in thinking of who's a good athlete and who's not and who will be capable of performing. And we know that there are very fast women and there are very strong women and there are women who could beat men in many different sports.
What regulations did you need to challenge to even get to the world championship level?
So the old International Olympic Committee policy on trans inclusion included a clause that said that there needed to be a full surgical transition, and it was extremely prohibitive for trans athletes, and that was the sort of basis of my challenge.
So how did you get them to change their mind?
I think it was a long time coming, but I think that it really took having an athlete push and say, am I going to be included? Here's my situation. I think they really just needed a name and a face and someone to actually be in a position to contest it.
And do athletics force for you to medicalize your transition, Or can you be free about how you want to transition and still be an athlete at this level?
It really depends on the trans person. And so there's not just one way to be transgender. Some people choose to do a medical transition, which means using hormones, and some people do not. With the new regulations in the IOC, trans men can compete on either team. That would be a person assigned female at birth who identifies as male. If they're not taking hormones, they can compete with men, or they can still compete with women. For me, having taken testosterone, it has really medicalized my, you know, my experience. I need to give a lot of doctor's reports in order to be able to participate because I take testosterone, which is a performance-enhancing substance.
In athletics, what do you think the greater difficulty is going from female to male or male to female?
Social acceptance is transgender women always face more discrimination. Really, when I transitioned, people were like, oh, okay, whatever. No one thought that I would be competitive. But anytime a transgender woman comes up as an athlete who's performing well, they are always, always discriminated against.
And why do you think that is?
I think it's just a general lack of understanding of trans identities. But in terms of the people who this is important to, I think there's a huge impact. I think the opportunity now is there for younger folks, for young trans people to look at me and see that it is possible to be your authentic self and continue to play the sports that you love.
Do you think someone not having the same strength of character and sense of mission about their gender identity, how much more difficult would this path be for them compared to you?
It would be very difficult to continue in sports if I didn't have that sort of sense of self. Not everyone is in a position where it's safe for them to be out in the way that I'm out. So if you're thinking about recreation after, you know, post-college, college has its own regulations in both recreation and NCAA participation. K through 12, there are a variety of policies that are either very good or very, very bad. There are bills up right now that would completely restrict trans students from participating in athletics. You know, my hope is that with the IOC change that this will have the trickle-down effect. You know, people look to the Olympics for the gold standard. And so I think that there will be recreation leagues, there will be state organizations, high school organizations that are looking to this policy and saying, oh, hey, we need to make a change to what we have in place already.
Chris, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Chris Mosier is the first transgender man to make the men's U.S. national team in the duathlon. He's the founder of transathlete.com.